Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, we are talking about the reason for Christmas, why Jesus came. You know, for many, the Christmas holiday, you know, it's a time to put up a tree or hang lights on the house or shop for gifts and be with family. You know, all of these festivities are enjoyable traditions that surround the Christmas season, you know, especially time with family and friends.
That's true, Bill. But the problem is that oftentimes we overlook the most important reason to celebrate Christmas. And this season is a time to rejoice, knowing that Jesus came to the earth to redeem us from our sins. What a wonderful reason to celebrate Christmas.
That's for sure.
You know, if Jesus had not come to save us, we would be without hope, without purpose, and without the presence of the loving Savior in our lives. We would be lost for all eternity in a place completely absent of the kindness and mercy of God. We would be doomed to a dark, lifeless, terrifying existence in hell.
That's so true. Yet so many people live day after day without even realizing their deep need for the Savior. They usher in the Christmas season and all of its traditions just to resume the routines of life, you know, never embracing what Christmas truly meant. You know, if only all people really understood why Jesus came to the earth. Now, he came for these at least seven reasons. Number one, to die for our sins. Number two, to restore our relationship with him. Number three, to save us from an eternal hell. And number four, to give us authority over the demonic realm. And number five, to give us the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Number six, to show us how much he loved us. And lastly, to take us to heaven. Praise God for that. You know, let's expound a little bit on these reasons.
And these are just some of the reasons.
Right.
But the first is that Jesus came to die for our sins. And we know in Romans 5:8, it says, "But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And 1 Timothy 1:15 states, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And lastly, 1 Timothy 2:6, "who gave himself a ransom for all."
That's right, for all of us.
So Jesus didn't leave any of us out.
That's right.
You know, he came because we are all born in sin, and our sin separates us from God. You know, David really pours his heart out in Psalms 51, and this is just verse 2 and 3. He said, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me."
Boy, that's right. He had such a heart after God. You know, John 8:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." He was talking to the Pharisees. Then in John 8:21, then Jesus said again to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will seek me and will die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come." Now, these verses tell us that if we do not believe Jesus is the Son of God, we will die in our sins. And if we die in our sins, we cannot go to heaven. I mean, that's crystal clear. You know, in Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, Jesus provided eternal life for all of us. His arms are open to all.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, and because God is just, he must punish sin. However, since he loves us, he sent Jesus to take our punishment. Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead. If we would trust in Christ's death on the cross, then God would consider our trust as if we were righteous. It would be as if we never sinned.
That's amazing.
And 2 Corinthians 5:21 reiterates that. It says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him."
Boy, what a wonderful opportunity everybody has to receive Jesus. You know, the second reason is restoration. You know, mankind was separated from God because of his sinful nature. You know, and God cannot dwell with sin since he is holy. Habakkuk 1:13 says, "You are of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on wickedness." Then Proverbs 15:29 says, "The Lord is far from the wicked." And Romans 7:13 says, "Sin is exceedingly sinful to God." You know, the death and resurrection of Jesus opened the door for a relationship again.
I know, I love that. And Hebrews 10:19 through 22 says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith."
That's a great verse.
I mean, Jesus, because of his blood, we can come boldly before God's throne,
right.
You know, when we have any need or petition or need help.
Exactly.
And Colossians 1:14 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." And then God then gave us the Holy Spirit who would dwell in us, guide us, and speak to us.
Yeah, thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, 1 Thessalonians 4:8 says, "But God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit." And then Luke 11:13 says, "How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" You know, we just have to ask. You know, he could now call us sons and daughters. We would be in his family. He would be our Father if we repented and asked Jesus to be our Lord and Savior.
And what better time of year to do that, right?
That's right.
And 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18 says, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty."
Well, that's great.
If we do not believe on Jesus Christ and receive him, God is not our Father. He is our Creator, but not our Father.
That's so true.
Until we receive Jesus.
That's right. Galatians 3:26, John 1:12, John 8:44, Romans 9:7 and 8, John 17:9, all explain that he's our Creator, he's not our Father, till we invite in Jesus as our Savior. You know, the third reason is that Jesus died in our place to save us from an eternal hell. You know, you see, death does not mean cease to exist. It means to be separated from God. And if we are separated from God, then we are separated from all good, because all good comes only from God, as James 1:17 states. You know, when God is removed, hell is the result.
And Bill, we are made eternal beings, so our spirit and our soul will live on forever.
That's right.
In one place or the other. Hell was not prepared for man, but for the devil. However, if man denies the only way to heaven, then there is only one other place prepared for him to go.
That's right. And in Matthew 25:46, Jesus said, "And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Now, the same word is used for everlasting and eternal. It's the same word, aionios. So just as heaven is everlasting, so is hell everlasting. Matthew 13:48-50, Jesus said, "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." And in Matthew 18:8-9, Jesus said, "Cast them into everlasting fire, into hell fire." You know, Jesus mentioned hell in 46 times in the Bible to warn us about this place of torment. You know, if we ignore his warnings, we will suffer the consequences.
So true. You know, and Bill, the fourth reason, though, that Jesus came was to give us authority over the demonic realm.
That's right.
We have an enemy, and he is formidable. God had given Adam and Eve authority over the whole earth, including Satan, but man had forfeited his authority over to Satan in the garden. But Jesus took back the authority by leading a sinless life, dying for our sins on the cross and rising from the dead.
That's right.
He took those keys of authority, in a sense, from the devil.
That's right. Only one that lived a pure, holy, sinless life. You know, Adam had sinned as a man and lost his God-given authority. Jesus lived sinless as a man and regained our authority. He took the keys of death and hell, as Revelation 1:18 states, and gave us the keys of the kingdom, as Matthew 16:19 states. You know, we can now bind the enemy and loose things that are bound. We can cast out devils, as Luke 10:19 states. Jesus cast out many devils. He healed the sick, raised the dead, and taught the way of salvation. And he told us to do the same.
Yes, that's so true.
You know, Mark 16:17, Jesus said, "In my name they shall cast out demons." John 14:12 says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, will he do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father." That's an amazing verse. He's telling us we can do the same works that he did. That's pretty powerful.
Yes, because we have his name, the name of Jesus.
That's
and
right.
If we're led by the Holy Spirit, we have him empowering us.
That's right. You know, even the Old Testament prophesied about this. Psalms 91:13 says, "You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot." So talking about having authority over the demonic realm.
Yes, and Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, as 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil."
That's right.
You know, Bill, and the fifth reason Jesus came was to give us the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. The Old Testament believers did not have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. As Christians living under the new covenant, though, we can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And also, through the Holy Spirit, we have been given powerful gifts, like Ephesians 4:11 states, 1 Corinthians 12:8 through 10. These are gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to the church to help us through life and to help others.
That's right. You know, and the sixth reason was to show us how much he loved us. You know, Ephesians 3:19 says, "His love passes knowledge." And then again, that virtue quoted earlier, Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And then one more verse, John 3:16, of course, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You know, Jesus came to die in our place. He was our substitute. The Lord God Almighty humbled himself to such an extreme as to be born an infant, walk the earth as a sinless man. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, cast out devils, and did many more miracles that testified he is God. Then he went on to suffer so horribly for people who spit on him, rejected him, beat him, whipped him severely, mocked him, stripped him, and nailed him to a cruel cross. This is proof of his incomprehensible love. Jesus not only died for those who would one day love him and receive him, but also for those who hate him and rejected him.
Very true. You know, Bill, and the seventh important reason Jesus came to the earth is to take us to heaven.
Praise God for that.
Yes, and John 14:2, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
Boy, that's a wonderful verse.
I love that. I know. He said, "I will come again." And that's going to be very soon. We can see that. And Revelation 22:14 states, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." And finally, Matthew 5:3, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," or the humble, "for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
Oh, thank God we get to go to heaven. You know, heaven is a perfect place with no pain, no evil, no aging, no lack, no stress, and no death. But the most exceptional part of heaven is that we have the privilege of being with Jesus. You know, if people could get just a glimpse of hell, well, they would view Christmas in a completely different light. You know, they would be so grateful if they fully understand what Jesus has done for us.
And the most important question we could ever ask ourselves is what Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew 16, 15. He said, "But who do you say that I am?"
Boy, that's an important question. You know, how we answer this question will determine where we will spend our eternity. And the wrong answer has horrendous eternal consequences. You know, Peter answered that question. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Who do you say Jesus is?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.